Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, November 29th, 2011, and this is MEC Communications Vice Chairperson and Chicago Council 8 member Taylor St. Dios reporting. United began the distribution process of the new FAOM on November 21st, 2011. The new manual is scheduled to become effective on November 30th, 2011. The effective date is tied to the date United expects to receive their single operating certificate. The new FAOM is available at your local domicile from now through December 15, 2011. The FAOM packet includes the new required FAOM binder, the FAOM contents and tabs, the announcement booklet, and the FAIM supplement. Also with the new FAOM, you will receive bulletin number 1 that has the effective date of November 30th, 2011. This includes some last-minute policy and procedure changes. To be in compliance, you must have the new FAOM completed by 2359 on November 29th or prior to reporting for duty for your first assignment after this date. Flight attendants with trips that depart before November 30th and continue through November 30th are required to carry both FAOMs. If you are on reserve in December and your first day of availability is after November 30th, you must be in possession of your new assembled FAOM prior to a potential 5 a.m. assignment on your first day of availability. With all the changes happening throughout the merger, your AFA-MEC Safety, Health, and Security Committee continues to express concern over the time allotted to become compliant and the lack of training provided. We will continue to advocate our concerns with the company to assist in making a transition as smooth as possible for flight attendants. However, we strongly recommend familiarizing yourself with the layout and new procedures in the FAOM and to direct any questions and concerns to your local domicile supervisor. United's annual benefits open enrollment for 2012 will close tonight, November 29, 2011 at 2359 Central Time. We encourage you to review the information mailed from United to your home and make any changes necessary before enrollment closes. United's Your Benefit Resources is easily accessed through the useful websites link on our AFA website. Or you may call the United Airlines Benefit Service Center with questions regarding enrolling or using Your Benefits Resources for your 2012 benefits at 1-800-651-1007. The MEC Benefits Committee has identified a problem with the long-term disability costs as listed in open enrollment. In response to our challenge, the company has confirmed that there is an error in the information contained in the open enrollment packet. There will be no change to the long-term disability premiums for 2012. These rates will stay the same as they were in 2011. Our members have also made AFA aware of a number of other issues with the benefits enrollment process. We have alerted United to these problems, and they have informed us that they have been fixed. If you encounter any other issues or problems while going through the open enrollment process, immediately contact the United Airlines Benefit Service Center in the U.S. at 1-800-651-1007. If you are an international caller, please call 1-646-254-3463. In the United Kingdom, 0800-0285-392. In Germany, 0800-000-4878. In Japan, 012-067-9100. And finally in Hong Kong at 3002-9795. If your problem is still unresolved after contacting the United Airlines Benefits Center, please notify our AFA-MEC Benefits Committee. You may email either insurance@unitedafa.org or retirement@unitedafa.org to report any issues you may experience with the Benefits Center. This morning, AMR, the parent company for American Airlines and American Eagle, filed for bankruptcy protection. AMR is the sole remaining major legacy carrier in the U.S. to file for bankruptcy. Industry analysts had indicated seeing a potential for this filing as stock prices fluctuated, credit ratings diminished, jet fuel, and labor discord are all issues that remain unresolved for the corporation. AMR was the only major carrier not to make a profit last year and was predicted to be at a loss for the full year of 2011 as well. Gerard Arpey, who was named CEO of AMR in 2003, will step down, and Thomas Horton, who has been named the new chairman and chief executive. AFA will continue to defend the jobs, pay, and benefits for over 1,500 flight attendants at American Eagle, represented by AFA. Our union is committed to protecting these flight attendants, ensuring the long-term success of the airline, and working swiftly through the bankruptcy process with as little disruption as possible. We are also committed to working closely with our sisters and brothers at the Association of Professional Flight Attendants, APFA, at American Airlines, coordinating efforts as we protect our flight attendant careers. As many as 2 million public workers in Britain are expected to join a one-day walkout on Wednesday, November 30th, in an escalating battle over planned changes to public sector and pensions. In the latest dispute, workers oppose government demands that they work longer before receiving a pension, contribute more money each month, and accept a pension calculated using their average career salary rather than their final salary. Civil service staff and contractors will be brought in to cover for striking immigration officials at Britain's borders. Though most airlines have advised passengers to reschedule any journeys planned for Wednesday into the UK, Heathrow's owner BAA warned last week of possible 12-hour delays at immigration halls at Europe's busiest airport as UK border agency staff join in the action. United Airlines said it is working with UK aviation authorities and has capped passenger levels for their planned 15 flights, which operate during the strike period to help mitigate delays. United has issued a travel waiver option for inbound passengers booked to or through London Heathrow. United also said it does not recommend employee pass travel into the UK on November 29th and 30th. The walkout is expected to top the scale of Britain's 1979 strikes, when tens of thousands of people halted work over pay disputes. Some labor unions claim the action could even eclipse Britain's 1926 general strike, when about 1.75 million people joined in the walkouts. Secondary vacation bidding for 2012 closed last week, and bids were posted on November 28th. The next phase of vacation bidding, Phase 3 Tertiary, will open on December 1st, 2011, and will close on December 7th, 2011. On our website, you will find our annual vacation article, should you require assistance in bidding for your vacation. At the direction of the mediator, the parties have used the week between sessions to prepare counterproposals to the issues on the table from prior sessions. The AFA major issues scheduled to be brought to the table this week include RIG's assignment of open IDs and 401k. It is expected that management will bring to the negotiating table RIGs, 8 and 24, and 30 and 7, as well as proposal to increase maximum duty time for domestic and Hawaii flying. Now that the busy holiday season is upon us, it's so important to stay informed and focused on expedited mediation. The clock is ticking, and together we can achieve a new contract focused on the major issues brought to the negotiating table in expedited mediation. We can achieve an agreement that addresses our immediate needs and serves as a stepping stone to a single contract. More information regarding the expedited mediation process can be found on our website in the expedited mediation section or by joining the Flight Attendant Negotiation Network, the FAN, newsletter on our website. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling, and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.